Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. Joining us now is Browns senior staff writer Andrew Gribble. A lot of things happening. You're back again, looking good.
Yes, I can get.
What's going on ClevelandBrowns.com?
Well, you know, as it always happens, it's all about the quarterback. And we wrote about the quarterbacks earlier this week when Ray Farmer was out in Phoenix talking to reporters. And, you know, it seems like everyone wants to start playing general manager with the Browns quarterbacks, but he let everyone know that he's comfortable with what the Browns have on hand with Josh McCown, Johnny Manziel, Connor Shaw, Thad Lewis. He likes that arrangement. Does that mean the Browns are done? No, but if the season started today, he's comfortable with what they have on hand, and that would look like, you would think, day one, Josh McCown, but there's a long way to go before the season starts.
And listen, he also stressed they're going to run the football, utilize play action, help whoever's in there at quarterback be effective. That's when the Browns were at their best last year. And McCown got some love from his former coach, Lovie Smith, as well, who said, listen, this is not the guy. He was not the reason the Buccaneers struggled last year. The Browns got a very good quarterback in Josh McCown.
All right, let me be Andy from Brecksville on the phone. Ready? Are the Browns ready to trade their first two picks in the first round to move up to get a quarterback? Yeah.
Based on the comments that Ray Farmer makes and based on this team's philosophy about building through the draft and what it would cost to draft Marcus Mariota, to move up to get Marcus Mariota, I don't even think two first-round picks is enough, because I think a lot of us think he could go number two to the Titans.
He's going second to the Titans or somebody else.
And so with this team's philosophy, with the pass where they traded up and it didn't really maybe work out as well as you'd hoped, you know, use those 10 picks to their best advantage, and I think that's the philosophy that they're sticking with going forward.
I'm going to say there is no chance that the Browns trade up for Marcus Mariota at number two. I don't think they're interested in doing that. You saw them trade up last year for Gilbert. You traded up last year for Manziel. You traded up last year to get Terrence West. This is a team now that's all about building through the draft, maximizing their assets. They're more likely to trade down than to trade up this year, so I don't see that happening. And this is a quarterback league. He's not getting past number two.
All right, what's the reasonable expectation then for Josh McCown? Right now, he's the guy you want to hand the ball to start the season with, given the way this quarterback room looks today.
I think you're happy if you get something in between what happened last year in Tampa Bay, which was not good, and what he did in Chicago the year before, where he was phenomenal for those five games. You have a better wide receiving core with Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline. The pieces are better around him. That's what they've talked about over and over again, building around the quarterback, making it easier so he doesn't have to be the one that's constantly making plays on every down.
Yeah, we're in a better shape. Last year you went into the season with Miles Austin as your number one, Hawk as your number two, and either Travis Benjamin or Taylor Gabriel as your number three. Now you've got Bowe, Hartline, and Hawk as your top three, in a much better shape there. And if the Browns showed anything last year, it's that with average quarterback play, they could be a pretty darn good football team. I think Josh McCown's going to give you that and a little bit more.
All right,
and that's the wide receiving core as of now. The draft is ahead of us. There's so many offensive pieces that are out there potentially in the draft. The offense can only get better from this point forward. They'll get the roster as maximized as possible at training camp. And Josh McCown or whoever's the quarterback, they'll be set for better success.
So if they stand pat, you say they'll take a wide receiver at 12, both you guys, right? You'll say it today?
Absolutely not, but I want it. I want it. I think we're going defense. This is a defensive-oriented football team.
I don't think the signings have completely eliminated that possibility in the first round. I think it's made it less likely. But I think the Browns are now positioned to take the best player available. You don't have to look at saying, we need a wide receiver at this spot. You have more options now.
They'll get one, though, after their first three picks. There will be a wide receiver.
All right, there's your bold prediction. All right, you talked about defense for a second. Let's talk about Phil Taylor, who's going to switch positions, going to go from end to nose tackle.
Yeah, you know, it's a subtle move and one that fans really maybe weren't even aware that they were supposed to know. You know, you look at Phil Taylor, you think that's a big nose tackle. But really, last year when he did start during an injury-plagued season, he was on the end.
The middle is where you needed somebody with Ataba Rubin leaving. Phil Taylor slides over. You've got Shmaley Kitchen. And that would be the place, though, that I think if they do draft a defensive lineman at 12, Danny Shelton, you're looking at that nose tackle spot.
Yeah, you know, I think that number 12 spot, you're going to get someone good, whether it's an edge rusher, defensive tackle, or even one of those wide receivers. It's going to maybe be not a no-brainer, but when it comes to 12, there's going to be a really good player out there that the Browns are going to get, they're going to be happy with, and I think the fans will be happy with as well.
It's going to be an impact player there, and if they don't go wide receiver and they go defense, as we think that they might, whether it be an edge rusher or a guy in the interior of the defensive line like a Shelton, it's going to help this team immediately, and that's what you need, and a player of that caliber will be there. Shelton would help a lot to give you a great rotation. You can keep these guys fresh, get them in and out with all the fronts that they use. Jim O'Neill, it'd be a nice pick for the Browns at 12.
All right, you said defense. Do you believe the Browns will go defense with that first pick that they have, 12?
You know, I think the numbers are in favor of that, because not only is Danny Shelton a possibility at number 12, this is one of the best classes, people have said, ever in terms of edge pass rushers. And I think maybe a person like Shane Ray could fall, maybe Randy Gregory. One of those guys is going to fall down around the Browns area. Even Alvin Bud Dupree, you know, he's kind of rising up boards. He could be a pick at number 12. There's just so much talent at that position, and that's a position the Browns didn't address in free agency.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about rule changes this week, because the NFL didn't institute many of them at all. Your thoughts on what happened with replay?
Yeah, you know, that was the big headline last week. You would think there would be something done with replay, but really they all got either shut down or tabled for the future. The camera one in particular, you know, logistics and just kind of planning it out, it's not there yet, so it's been tabled until May.
And Nathan, I know you called the Colts and said, can you please implement that 9-point play and can you make that happen?
What is this, Rock and Jock? I mean, give me a break here. Come on, you can score, you can go for two, get to eight, or you can go ahead and kick the extra point or just give it to them for seven.
And I think maybe the more realistic change to that extra point, I'm not going to go that crazy yet. But, you know, moving the extra point from the two to the one, you wonder what's the big deal with that? Now you're going to have teams that are maybe more inspired to go for two because it's just 1 yard.
But you got to move it to the one. That's the big thing. I think that was one of the things. Lovie Smith said that earlier, that if you move the ball to the one, now you're going to force teams to want to go for two more often.
And you're going to need those end zone cameras even more because there are going to be so many two-point conversions right at the line of scrimmage.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
And just think of a team like the Browns. Great center, great interior lineman, good running game.
Ka-ka.
Why not go for two?
That's right.
Ka-ka. Hey, thank you so much. Always appreciate your time. We'll read you at clevelandbrowns.com.
Sounds good.
Doing a great job. All right, we'll be back with more Dog Pound Report right after this. Coming up next on Dog Pound Report, your chance to win tickets to Cleveland's biggest concert event of the summer.